宣共上人，诸位法师，诸位善知识，弟子清净有心阅读印光大师文钞精华录，在此与大家分享某些印光大师的劝导和开示，未有不当和不如法之处，敬请诸位指教更正。 Venerable Master Hua, Dharma Masters and all good knowing advisors, disciples changing here to share some of the extracts from the Cream of Classified Analogy of the Great Master Yin Guang. If there is any mistake or not in accordance with the proper Dharma, kindly and compassionately correct me. 大寂静云，末法一一人修行含义得道，唯一念佛得度生死，是念佛一法，乃上生下凡功修之道。若智欲落于通行之法，以及壮藏佛力，故其利益殊胜，超越长途教道也。 According to Mahasagada Sutra, during the Dharma ending age, billion people cultivate, rarely single person enlightened. We have to depend on the Pure Land Dharma door, recitation of the Buddha's name to end birth and death. The Dharma door of recitation, Amitabha Pho, is a common Dharma door suitable for all. Up to great sages and down to lay persons, no matter how wise or how dumb the persons are. This is a very auspicious Dharma door that enables us to rely on the Amitabha's great wealth power to cross us over. 印光大师说，末法众生富薄慧浅，障空业深，不修净度法门，要靠自己的资历断阔真真以了生死，是万难万难。净度法门乃十方三世诸佛上乘佛道，下化众生，成此成中的法门。阿弥陀经、无量寿经、观无量寿经是净度三经，传谈净度缘起事理，其余诸大乘经皆代说净度。华严经，如来初成正觉的时候，为四十一位法身大师称心直谈，亦称妙法。幕后三才童子遍参善知识普贤菩萨为他说了十大愿望，普令善财童子及华藏海众回向往生西方极乐世界，以及圆满佛果。According to the great masters Yin Guang, the living beings during the Dharma ending age have little presence and lower wisdom, more obstacles and heavier karma. If we don't cultivate the Pure Land Dharma door and just depend on ourselves to cut off all kinds of delusions and to attain the Buddha nature in order to end birth and death, this is extremely difficult. All the Buddhas of the three periods of time from the 10 directions also practicing the Pure Land Dharma door to attain Buddhahood and cross over the living beings. The Pure Land Dharma door can be used from the beginning until we attain enlightenment. Amitabha Sutra, the contemplation of the Buddha of Limitless Lifespan Sutra and Longevity Sutra are the three sutras mainly talk about the Pure Land Dharma door. The other great vehicle sutras also relate to Pure Land. In Avadasaka Sutra, when Sakyamuni Buddha newly attained enlightenment, he spoke Dharma to the 41 Dharma body great Bodhisattvas about the wonderful Dharma of the single vehicle according to the self-nature. After that, Sutana consulted pervasively from other good knowing advisors. The universal worthy Bodhisattva spoke the 10 kingly great walls and strongly advised sultana and the ocean-like assembly of the flower's treasury, make transference to the western Pure Land in order to perfect and attain Buddhahood. 印光大师如以下形容净度法门：其余法门，小法自大根不需修，大法自小根不能修。只有净度这一法门，三根普被立顿兼收，包括范围之广。上至观世音菩萨、大势至菩萨、文殊师利菩萨、普贤菩萨，不能超出其外。 下至至无逆十二阿鼻种性，亦可欲入其中。至于品位的高下，全由慈名之深浅。The great master Yingguang said, "The living beings of the great faculty don't have to cultivate the lesser dharmas. The living beings of the small faculty are incapable of practicing the great Dharma. Only the Pure Land Dharma Door covers all living beings from the three types of good roots, no matter how wise or how dumb you are. All living beings, such as great sages like Guanyin Bodhisattva, the great strength Bodhisattva, Manjushri Bodhisattva, universal worthy Bodhisattvas, to the living beings that committed the five repairs, 10 errors, all the living beings in the Abiji hell. The grading of our lotus in Pure Land mainly due to the skill of our recitation of the Buddha's name." 印光大师说：“如果身无室内，应当从灶之木，从木之灶行住坐卧，雨沫冬静，穿衣吃饭，大小便利，一切时一切处，一句洪名声号不离心口。若灌输清净之后， 衣冠整齐，即地方清洁，即可出生念或默念。若睡眠及果路遭遇大小便时，或在秽污不法不解之处，只可默念不以出生。默念功德一样，出生便不共进，并非此时此处不可念佛。 应当知道此等时处初步的生耳，这不应该出声念佛。睡的时候若出声念，并不是不恭敬，而是出声可以可治伤气，久治成病，此不可不知。下座念佛能防懈怠，可是静坐的时候， 睡不可下座念佛，下住时手指动而心不能定，久易必受病。The great master Yingguang said, "If you are too bored down, then you should recite the Buddha's name from. If you are not too bored down, then you should recite the Buddha's name from morning till night." From night to morning, no matter what you do, talking or silent, moving around and stillness, any daily life activities, such as wearing clothes, eating, or even in the toilet, any time, any place, you should recite the Buddha's name single-mindedly. In the morning after we brush our teeth, put on our clothes, as long as the place is clean, we may recite the Buddha's name either loudly, either aloud or silently. However, when we're sleeping, naked, showering, doing business in the toilet, any places that are not clean or dirty, we can only recite silently, should not recite aloud. The merit and virtue of recite silently or aloud are the same. It is irrespect if we recite aloud at these places. It's not because we cannot recite the Buddha's name. Instead, it is a matter of respect. When we sleeping, also should not recite aloud. It is not because of we have. It is not because of irrespect, but we have to know this will deteriorate our health or our qi. We will get sick if we keep doing this. These are very important and we should know about it. 印光大师也说，若事物多端，就是非常繁忙，没有空闲，列无闲暇，但与晨早观树壁，修十念法门，十念法门乃慈云参着为王城政务凡具，无暇修行的人所立。 The great master 印光大师 say, if we are not, we are very bored down, no time at all to recite the Buddha's name, we may cultivate the 10 brief recitation Dhamma door. In the morning after we brush our teeth and at night before we go to sleep. The 10 brief recitation Dhamma door is the Dhamma door which established by the repentant great master Shi Yun for king's officials with heavy governmental affairs and those who have no time to cultivate. 念佛的时候必须侧耳谛听，一句一字一句互令空过，久而久之身心归意，听之一法实乃念佛的要法，出生念只可念六字，心中默念自堕难念，是以念四字，从日至夜睡着自认大去，醒来自借着念。 When we recite the Buddha's name, we should able to listen every single words and sentence that we recite clearly and should not miss any single word. Over the time, our body and mind will be united or become one. This listening Dhamma door is the key of recitation of the Buddha's name. When we recite aloud, we may recite the six words Namo Amitabha. If we recite silently, it is easier to recite the four words Amitabha because generally more words are more difficult to recite. From day to night, we should keep on recite the Buddha's name until we are asleep. And then we should continue once we wake up. 一切众生从无始来，在六道中无业不造。若无心修行，倒不觉得有什么稀奇古怪的恶念。若发心修行，这种恶念更多加一些，只是正妄相形而显，非从前无有，但不显耳。此时呢，当想阿弥陀佛在我们的面前，不敢有一杂念妄想，自诚恳切念佛圣号，或小声念，或默念，必须字字句句心里念得清清楚楚，口里念得清清楚楚，耳朵听得清清楚楚，能如此常念，使一切杂念自然消灭。印光大师重申，但杂念起时，格外提起全副精神念佛，不许他在我心这个妄想在心里作怪。若能如此常念，这意地自然清净。但杂念初起时，如一人与万人敌，不可稍有宽纵之心，否则妄想彼作我主，我受妄想之害。若拼命抵抗，这妄想必随我所转，转烦恼为菩提也。若能常如此以幻的洪名极力抵抗妄想，久而久之心自清净，心清净之以那 来就念应不放松，是业障消除而智慧顿自开矣。切不可生急躁之心。From beginning this time, all living beings in the six paths commit all kinds of karma. If we don't bring forward our mind to cultivate, we won't find ourselves have so much of strange, weird, evil false thoughts. These kinds of evil false thoughts will be increasing once we bring forward our mind to cultivate. Arises of the false thoughts, mainly due to the interference of true and false, is not non-existent, but it does not manifest. To overcome this, we should immediately contemplate Amitabha is just right in front of us. Do not have any single false thought. Just recite the Buddha's name single-mindedly, silently, or recite it aloud. We should recite every single word and sentence clearly in our mind as well as aloud. In addition, we should able to hear our recitation by ourselves clearly. If we are able to keep on doing this, all the false thoughts will be disappear automatically. The great master Yin Guang keep on emphasize, as and when any false thoughts arises, we should immediately focus our mind to recite. Stop the false thoughts immediately. If we are able to do so, our mind will be purified. Don't let the false thought turn us around. Once the false thoughts arise, we should take light. We are trying our best to fight with 10,000 of enemies. Don't take it easy. Otherwise, we will be controlled by our false thoughts. And it will make us into trouble. We should try our best to defend and don't allow the false thoughts take over us. Instead, we should turn around the afflictions to Bodhi. If we are able to recite the Buddha's name to keep away from false thought, our mind will be purified sooner or later. If our mind is purified, we should not relax ourselves. Because once our karma decreases, our wisdom will be increasing. Have to bear in mind, do not be too anxious for cultivation. 印光大师重复强调，无论出生念佛或默念，皆需念从心起，声从口出，音从耳入。下注念佛唯宜行住二时，若静住养神，有所动故，神不能安，就自收病。念佛闭目，易导入昏沉。我们因眼皮垂帘，心边沉且不浮动。昏沉时，则不妨大声念，以退昏沉；散乱的时候亦然。可是多常大声念佛，久至必至收病。不论多强壮的人，亦不可常如此。因光。The great master Yin Guang emphasized, no matter we recite the Buddha's name silently or aloud, we should recite single-mindedly, recite it clearly, and listen it clearly. Using or counting recitation beads are only suitable for standing or walking these two situations, but not suitable during silent sit or sleeping. Silent sit is supposed to calm down our mind. When our hands keep on moving, our mind cannot calm down. This will make us fall sick. If we close our eyes during recitation, we may easily fall asleep. Instead, our eyes should half open. If you feel sleepy when reciting the Buddha's name, you may try to recite louder. However, if you always recite loudly, you cause sickness also. No matter how strong you are, even a very strong and healthy person should not do that also. 甚于念佛时，或有时心中悲痛起来，此是三根发现之相，但不可常如此，否则必着悲魔。凡有事意时，亦不可过于欢喜，否则必着幻喜魔。 Sometimes people may feel sad when reciting the Buddha's name. This is a symptom of guruṇa, but should not always like this, otherwise may caught into demonic stage. Similarly, we should not also too happy when we encounter this situation, otherwise may caught into demonic stage also. 回向发愿心呢，我们应该以自己念佛的功德回向法界一切众生，皆往生西方极乐世界。若有此心，功德无量。但是若只为自己一人念，自心量狭小，功德亦狭小矣。 In regards to transference, we should transfer our recitation merit and virtue to all the living beings of the Dharma realm to be reborn in pure land. With this mindset, the merit and virtue are limitless. If you just recite for yourself only, this kind of mindset is too narrow, and the merit and virtue also smaller.
现在还有五分钟，请问，讲法者，你读了这个文抄，你有没有在学习上有没有什么感想，或者一些比较特别的事情可以给大家参考？
这印光大师文抄很多方面在师父的讲解、上人的讲解、在《阿弥陀经》的讲解那边都有提到。他说，师父有一句话说，念佛的时候就好像手你提着东西不要放下，就从印光，就好比印光大师所说的，身从口出，在从耳朵把它听得清清楚楚，就心无旁骛的这样子来念。在每天绕佛的时候和早上念药师佛的时候，这个方法都很管用。Okay, the Tathagata Dhamma Master asked a question. After I read this, and the knowledge, and is it whether I gain any benefit from that. I find that the Venerable Master Hua has also mentioned about this method, most of these methods in the Amitabha Sutra commentary. Especially the Venerable Master Hua say that when the time we recite, we should take it ourselves, our hands carrying something, and should not let go. This is very similar to Great Master Yin Wang say that keep on emphasize that we should recite from our mouth and hear it clearly from by our ear. And single-mindedly, concentratedly, every to recite. I find this method is extremely useful and benefiting during the walking meditation of Amitabha's recitation during the evening recitation and also the morning recitation on the Medicine Master Buddha's name recitation.